Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and happy Sunday. I'm Donna Paige Ryder, the Etiquette Lady, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? It is Sunday, November 21st, and we are broadcasting live from the cold, cold city of Atlanta. I am not quite sure if our temperature got out of the 30s today or not. We may have gotten up to 40. I don't know, but being that it's the first day of winter, we are certainly on track here. But it's been a sunny and beautiful day, however, and I hope that that's the same for you, wherever you may be listening. Now, today's topic is the true reason for the season, the true reason for the season. And we want you to call us with your reason for this particular season. And even if you may have found some of your favorite shopping bargains or have some other tips to share, we would love to have you call us. The number is 347-324-3295. Once again, 347-324-3295. And, of course, you can feel free to email us at info@pagesetiquette.com. Once again, that's info@pagesetiquette.com. That's info@pagesetiquette.com. And I would like to welcome back our co-host. She was gone on last week, but she's back. Hello, Denise.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I am well. And yourself?
I'm doing great. And I did miss everybody. I missed the show. I'm sorry that I wasn't here. But, you know, sometimes family comes first.
Yes. And I'm sure you and your mom had a wonderful time at the celebration.
We actually did.
Great, great. Well, listen, I'd like to take just a quick moment to simply welcome the new listeners and define the origin of etiquette. Again, you're listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. And etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior. And by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And don't we all want to do that? Now, of course, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket, and it later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. And Charles I and II of England copied these rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So that is where the word etiquette actually originates from. So that is that. Now, of course, you all know that the purpose of this show is to make the world a polite place to live. So that's what we're trying to do with this show, if only being able to do it one person at a time. Now, again, our topic is the true reason for the season. Now, during this Christmas season, of course, love and kindness should really outweigh everything else. And, of course, we'll discuss why it's important to be courteous during the season and on a daily basis. And we'll also answer your last-minute questions about shopping. We're going to answer an email that we got about a question about regifting. And if you all have any bargains that you've found that you would like to call in and share, we would certainly like to also, you know, hear from you out there, okay? Now, talking about, you know, Denise, a lot of times, of course, Christmas, you know, most people when it comes to Christmas, everybody's doing what? They're running around and they're trying to shop, they're getting stressed out, and it's just so much. And, you know, we have to really, really sit and think, what is the true reason for the season? And, of course, you know, as Christians, we must be careful not to get so caught up in the commercialization of this holiday, because it's really not about Santa and Rudolph and the reindeers and chestnuts roasting on an open fire, but it's about Jesus the Christ.
Exactly.
That's the celebration of his birthday. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, but everybody is, you know, wanting to get all of their gifts. And but it's like, okay, it's Jesus' birthday. Why do we have to run around and get everybody gifts? So so we have to really, you know, keep that in mind. And, of course, and it is so amazing, though, because Christmas is a Christian holiday. And what is really amazing to me is that there are so many unbelievers, you realize that, that celebrate mm-hmm. Christmas, but celebrating it from the commercial side, of course. So we have to be really, really careful. And just how we tie all this in about being, you know, polite and courteous every day. There's a scripture in Proverbs 3:3, which says, "Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart." And, of course, kindness is one of the fruits of the Spirit, and there are actually 9 fruits of the Spirit. And so tying this in, you know, as far as on a daily basis and not just for Christmas, the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and, of course, kindness. And these are all 9 of the fruits of the Spirit, and you can find these in Galatians 5:22. And, of course, we really do all possess these wonderful fruits, but, of course, they must be developed. And a lot of times people say, well, I'm just not patient. I don't have patience. Or, you know, you got to be nice to people all the time. Well, that's a fruit of the Spirit. But, you know, the only way to develop any type of fruit is simply by practicing. You have to practice them daily. And that's how you, this is really the tie-in, and just not to be confused, that this is the true, true reason, you know, for this season, is to celebrate Christ's birthday. Very, very important. Now, we had gotten an email regarding regifting, and it says, "What's the protocol for regifting? Are you allowed to regift, or what would be the best thing to do?" Well, it used to be you should not, it used to be a taboo to regift, that you just would not even think of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, you know, nowadays, I mean, it is perfectly okay to regift. But you have to keep in mind there are some things that you really need to do. Make sure, of course, you don't want to give someone something and you forgot to pull the tag off that has your name on it that said to you. Okay, that's not good. You know,
no.
They'll look at it and it, you know, it says on one side to Donna, on the other side it said, oh, to Denise. It's like, oh, uh-huh, they gave me some gift that they didn't want, because that's surely what people think about.
That's funny.
But so make sure you take off the original to tag, whoever that gift was initially. And what is most crucial is to please make sure that you do not give the gift back to the same person that gave it to you, say, the year before. Okay.
I had that happen.
Did you? What happened with that?
I gave a gift to someone, and a couple of years later, I got the gift back. But you know what? I took that gift very graciously and said, thank you.
That reminds me, this might be a little different situation, but there's this commercial running on TV. And it's for the Georgia Lottery. And I don't know if you, Denise, if you've seen it or if any of you out there listening have seen this commercial. But it's this huge container of money. and a gentleman comes in and he says, you know, Happy Holidays or Merry Christmas, and he gives it to the other gentleman, and he opens it up and he tells him, this is the same thing you gave me. So I thought that was a cute example of regifting, but I don't know how many people would not take that.
Right.
Would not take that
or give it back.
Right, exactly. Really, yeah, give it back just, you know, from the start. But that I thought that was kind of cute. But if you know, but you know, realistically though, if you know this is something that you are not going to use, and that it's something someone else will gladly, you know, receive, then certainly by all means you do want to go ahead and give it to someone who, you know, I'm not saying that you didn't appreciate it, but you just didn't, you know, sometimes people may have more than one of the same thing, and it's really
mm-hmm.
okay. But so Monica, that's your answer on the regifting. But just make sure that the original two tag is no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
And remember who gave it to you to make sure that you don't turn around and give it back to them, you know, at a later time, okay? So that's the regifting situation. And Denise, I think you had gotten to a couple of emails. Is that correct?
I do have. This one I especially want to address now. It's a little bit different than the regifting, but it has to do with basically reunions and I'll read it to you. This is from Kevin in Connecticut. He says, I'm from a very large family of about 11 children. We have planned a family reunion on Christmas Day for this year. I've been in touch with all of my siblings except one. I'm very excited about seeing them. But this one I had an argument with several years ago about my present wife who danced to make money so that she could pay for her schooling. Now, of course, since then she doesn't dance anymore. She's a very good lawyer, successful attorney where we live. But I want to make amends with my sister. How can I talk to her and let her know that I really love her? This is something I really want to do, and I want to do it before we get, you know, to the Christmas gathering.
Mm-hmm.
I love her very much. Thanks, Kevin.
Good. That's a great one. That's a great one. And I'm sure... Kevin, you are not the only one that is facing this particular challenge because, of course, you know, when family members all get together, usually something's going on or someone hasn't, you know, spoken to someone and
mm-hmm.
quite, you know, it could be since the last holiday gathering. So
mm-hmm.
so basically just to make sure that you're comfortable even before Christmas Day or when you all get together for that particular time for dinner, go ahead. It would be okay for you to go ahead and contact her. You can contact her, you know, now. Contact her now, and you can either do it, you know, either call her if you're not quite sure how she may react, you know, email or text her or something. But I would say, you know, make some type of contact initially. And in doing that, then... the ice has already been broken before, you know, that particular dinner. And as I said, a lot of times when you have these gatherings once a year or twice a year, usually that there are situations like that, and it's so
mm-hmm.
many different families. And so, you know, you all want to go ahead and make amends and to talk, to communicate even beforehand. That would be great. And I can pretty much assure you that if you break the ice before you even get to the dinner, then the dinner should go much smoother,
mm-hmm.
and you'll have a lot more positive things to discuss. And that's a great email, and I'm sure that you're not the only one that's feeling that way out there.
Yeah. You know, I have a relative. You know, everybody comes to everything for the most part except this one person. And nobody's upset with him. He's not upset with us. He just doesn't ever come. You know, and I would like to, you know, get him to come and be around his family, you know,
mm-hmm.
be around us so he, I know, I think he's missing a lot of things. And you know, during the Christmas, during Thanksgiving, it's just always a time to be with people you really, really love and care about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something I want to work on for him. That's just one of my things that I know I need to do is probably contact him and see if we can get him home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At least to see his mom anyway.
Right, exactly. And sometimes, mm-hmm. even though you don't really need an invitation, sometimes people respond better if
mm-hmm.
you go ahead and call them anyway, like you're giving them a special invite. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
just
that sounds good too.
Mm-hmm. Just a special invitation that you know you extend to. We would love to see you, and we hope you're coming. You are coming, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like make it where they can't say no.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. You can look at this as your special invitation. And I know everyone's going to be waiting to see you. Well, we're going to go ahead and bring on one of our callers, extension 0514. Thanks for calling What Is Etiquette Anyway? Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, and yourself?
Fine, Monica calling from Atlanta.
Great. Hi, Monica.
Calling
Hi,
in
Monica.
Late. Hi, calling in late. I didn't know whether you all had talked about regifting yet.
Actually, we did. We certainly
you
did.
And,
okay. I was hoping you were listening, but
I just called in. How did you all discuss? You know, the plausibility of giving gifts to people, particularly if you have a budget, and in this time, for me at least, it helps me economically to be able to do that. So did you all discuss that part of it?
Absolutely, yes. And basically, I don't mind going over what we said. You know, initially, regifting was looked at, you know, as taboo. And now it is, you can certainly do that. And what we were talking about, that you just want to simply make sure there's a couple of rules you want to follow. First of all, what you want to do is you want to make sure that you take off the tag, detach
Absolutely.
The tag
Absolutely.
That said to Monica. Okay. And then put another tag on it to whomever you're giving it to.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the next rule is please be sure you
mm-hmm.
don't give it back to the person
who gave it to you
initially.
Exactly.
Right.
And well, I was saying, Monica, that happened to me once.
Did
and
it?
I took the gift very graciously and said thank you.
Because, you know how some people may not really mean any harm and they
mm-hmm.
really are struggling a little bit. But I do have a beautiful scarf that I just cannot wear. You know, my profession just won't allow me to wear it. And it is something that I know someone else will like. And I've kept it because it was given to me, and it was kind of a sentimental gift. But this is a person I want to reward this year, so I think I'm going to give her the scarf.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, very good.
And but I did want to make sure I called to say Merry Christmas and Happy Kwanzaa and Happy New Year to both of you.
Well, Merry Christmas
you.
To you
thank
as well.
You.
And I'm glad you were able to call, and I did it. I actually had saw your email, and I noticed that you had given it to us, actually, I believe it was a week ago, so
mm-hmm,
I'm going to certainly
mm-hmm.
address it. But no, regifting is fine. You know, as I said, it used to be looked upon as, oh, no, no, no. But, you know, but the main thing is make sure that those two rules, that two Monica tag is no longer there, and not to give it to the person who gave
Don't
it
Don't regift
to
the person
you.
That gave it to you. Huh?
Right, exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, thanks so much for calling. Have a
All
wonderful
right.
evening. Merry
you
Christmas.
Bye, Monica. Oh, that was really good.
Yeah.
You know, I think about, too, I know, you know, Donna, sometimes in relationships a person might give a gift and the other person doesn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do in that case? Say it's your boyfriend or your husband or your wife or
sure.
whatever. What do you
sure.
do if you don't like the gift?
Well, you can... You know, ask if it's okay, if they would feel comfortable and okay and give you permission if you perhaps may want to exchange it for something else.
Okay.
And once again, it's not what you say, but it is
how you say it.
Mm-hmm. So absolutely. Say, oh, wow, I could have used this in a different color or something. You know, would it be okay with
mm-hmm.
you if I went ahead and exchanged it for something else?
Mm-hmm.
And generally, I'll say, oh, okay, that's fine. You know, because they want, when someone gives you a gift, they want to make sure that it's something that you like. And so knowing that you would go back and get exactly what you like, that would be okay. And they would still be able to look at it as that's what they gave you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to, let's see, let's pull another caller on the line with us, extension 8924. Hello, thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway?
Hi, how are you guys are doing?
Fine,
and yourself? Doing well, thank you.
I'm sorry I joined the conversation so late, but I did hear you guys talking about regifting. My name is Alfreda, and the topic that you're talking about, and I know it's getting late, but about the gift exchange that you guys were just not talking about, someone giving you a gift,
mm-hmm.
and you're giving it, you know, you're not really wanting it, and so on and so forth. Can I add a comment to that, please?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. I used to like to give a lot of gift cards to people so they can buy what they want,
mm-hmm.
and I had given some gift cards to some coworkers that I was working with, and they didn't want the gift card because it was a specific gift card for a gift for a certain store.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, they talked about it so bad, it's like these ungrateful people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it really hurt my feelings because I didn't know what to get them. You didn't want to get everybody the Bath and Body Works or something
mm-hmm.
of that nature, but you wanted to get what they wanted. But it was like really hurting for somebody to accept something falsely. And if you didn't want it,
mm-hmm.
you just gave it back because I didn't give you anything that I didn't want myself.
Right.
And it just, it hurted me when I heard them doing that. So if I give someone something and they don't like it, the suggestion was wonderful to just politely ask them if you mind if I get something else and that. But I thought gift cards would solve that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people feel like gift cards are really impersonal.
Right.
I mean, it's just like giving money. So that was just my little comment. So I, from now on, if somebody gives me something and I don't want it, I appreciate anything everybody gives me because it's a generosity out from their heart.
Right.
Even if it's something that I'm going to accept it anyway with love because
mm-hmm.
they thought enough of me to give it to me, and I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope I just don't run into anybody. You know, people, you're going to run into a lot of people during this holiday season, and it's a time for just loving on one another
mm-hmm.
and just, it's not about the gift. It's about just the thoughtfulness of somebody thinking of you.
Right.
And if we as so, you know, we as Christian people or people in general can get past that, just the thoughtfulness is Christmassy enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your birthday and it's not your season and you're not the reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's Christmas here enough for somebody just did it, but the suggestions that you gave were wonderful, and I appreciate it. And I'm sorry I got in late.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. We're just glad you're listening and you called in. And could we talk? Actually, we talked a little about the gift cards last week. As a matter of fact, one caller had called in and was talking about gift cards as far as making sure that. The gift cards that you're giving, make sure that store is still going to be open after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I had mentioned that I had received two or three different emails with a long, long list of stores that were set up to close. And
mm-hmm.
so just being mindful of that, making sure, you know, to know that the person, that the receiver is going to go ahead and use that right away. Or even giving a generic gift card, like a bank gift card or something like that, where they can take and use anywhere and don't have
mm-hmm.
to worry about losing, you know, any money over the gift card. But yeah, generally gift cards, people do look at them as being a little impersonal. However, we all of us have people in our lives who it's very challenging to buy for. And we know giving them a gift card, they'll be able to go and just get whatever it is they want. And they're generally really happy with that.
All of my nephew and nieces and great nephew and nieces are all very happy to have gift cards. I don't know what to buy them. They're 16.
Right.
I don't have children.
And plus, they can be picky, and well, I guess we can all be picky, but
absolutely.
You're talking a lot of times about an adult buying something for a child, I don't know about that because we're old fashioned or whatever. If we're a few years older than them, then we're considered old fashioned. But it's okay, Alfreda, once again, to just say, well, would you mind? And then reminding them that every time you look at the gift, whatever it is that you select yourself, you're going to think of them because they are still the person who purchased it for you. And I remember one time I won some concert tickets. I won two sets of tickets to one event I did not want to go to, period. I didn't want to go. I didn't like, who was going to be performing. And so when I won them, I told him that he could have those back and feel free to give them to someone else. And he was like, are you serious? And I said, oh, absolutely. I said, that would be really selfish of me to accept them, and I know that I am absolutely not going to use them, and someone else would be more than happy to be able to use those tickets. And he was really shocked. He was like, oh, wow, well, thanks. I will pass them on to someone else. But that is no problem at all. And, and of course, we want to mention once again to you should not feel obligated, especially with the economy. Do not feel obligated and stress yourself out to shop and to spend money that you really can't afford. So just, telling someone thank you or baking them some cookies or a cake or something like that is wonderful. And here again, remembering the reason. For the season itself. And as we talked about at the top of the show, the real reason is it's Jesus' birthday. It's Christ. That's the real reason. So if we can all remember just to be loving, kind, and patient, we talked about the fruits of the Spirit, and not just for this Christmas season, but for all year round. It is so important. It's so important to practice your kindness every single day. And I always say, perform a random act of kindness, which is just kind of go out of your way to do something, for someone, and whether it's to hold the door open, whether it's just simply to speak. There are a lot of people that will walk past you and they'll look at you and they won't even speak. So something just as simple as speaking and giving someone a smile, it's very, very nice. And that's part of the reason for this season. We talk about all the time that it's just simply nice to be nice. Just simply nice to be nice. And I certainly want to say that once again, do not be stressed out and don't get so caught up in the over-commercialization of this holiday because that's generally, what happens, time after time after time. And we all still want to feel good on the 26th, and we certainly don't want to be stressed out with a lot of bills rolling in January. Everybody else is saying Happy New Year. You're going, oh, man, I got all these bills. we have to be really mindful of that as well. And, gosh, I cannot believe we are certainly running out of time. Let me thank you, listeners, for listening this week. Thank you, callers, for calling in, the emails we received. Hope that you're able to use the information that we gave you. And, just kind of once again, make sure that you give a gift of a smile, a thank you, a compliment, a kind word, or perform a good deed. And, of course, as we all know, after all, the nicer you are to your fellow man, the more you will contribute to the true reason. And we say true reason, the true reason for this season. And once again, you've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway?, the talk show. We've talked about the true reason for the season. And make sure you have a blessed and joyful holiday season. Have a very Merry Christmas. And we look forward to speaking with you again next week, where we will talk about random acts of kindness. Thanks again for joining us. Take care, good night, and God bless.
God bless.
Good night.